Rabbi said, the Shia this week is being sponsored by anonymous donor, Lahagdil Tayr Ladir.
Okay.
Mishnah Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. Ha'av Zakeh Bebitoi Bekidusheho Bekeser Beshtar Bebiya. And with a list of some other items. There's a whole sugya here that runs from Mem Vav Amid Beis till the end of the Amid, which is parallel to the sugya in Kiddushin Daf Gimel running over to Daf Dalid. I just want to paraphrase a few of the inyanim before we shtalzach and the nekuda that I would like to. Shteita, that the father has the schus in his daughter's kiddushin, bekesa b'shtar b'biyah, that's in the kiddushin b'chlal. Also in inyanim of mamanis, zakai b'mitziyasa b'masi yedeha. Also in inyanim of issa, u'bafaris nidoreha. Also, since he has a shaykh stei kiddushin, there's Havai and Yitzhi, Makabalas Gita. That is the beginning of the Mishnah. Frekte Gemara, Bekesef Minolan, Am Rabbi Yehuda Makra, Biyotzachinim, Ein Kosef Laden Zevi, Yesh Kosef Laden Acha, Umanu Aviha. So who does it make most sense, L'choira, that should be the one that receives the Kesef for her Kedushin? So the Gemara at first thinks it's the father. So the Gemara, Ve'emel Adidah, Hashta Aviyah Mikabel Kiddushah Diksiv is beating the Sati Lisha Ze Ihi Shakla Kaspa. You have a Havim. The Gemara then asks a Havim, and maybe she should get the money, keep her own Kesef Kiddushin. Zakti Gemara doesn't make sense. Since he's Mikabel the Kiddushin, she should pocket then the money. Zakti Gemara, hang the Ema. Hani Mili, what Pasik did he bring is beating the Sati Lisha Ze? The Ema, Hani Mili Kitana, the less Layad. She has no ability to be Mikabel. But what about a Nara that's in between? A Nara is in the stage of, before she's a baigeres, between a ketana, a boy does not have this intermediate stage, but a girl does, that between being a ketana, which is up till Yud Beis Shana, she becomes a nara, and then after Yud Beis Shana, v'chishah chadashim and yom echad, she becomes a baigeres, that means a full-fledged gedayla. In this intermediate stage, av nara, the isleyad, she is able to be makabel, maybe ihi tig dishnafsha, v'ihi tishkol kaspa. And that the pasuk says, "Amakranu Rab Beis Aviha, Kol Shabach Neurim LaAviha." All profits and all benefits of Narus, that all goes to the father. Now the Gemara asks a few kashas on this. I'm moving along until we get to our nekudah. Ve'elo Hod Amarav. Everyone learned this Gemara now. Ve'elo Hod Amarav. Hun Amarav Minayin Shemasa Habas LaAviha. Mom, we have a parallel inyan. Maisa Habas, the money that the girl earns. How do we know that the father keeps it? Just like an Amma, her Mais Yedayim belongs to her master, Af Bas Mais Yedayim Leviya goes to her master. So we make a parallel between the master of the Amma to the master who is the father. Zakti Gemara, Lamali Oibazai. What do I need this pasuk for? Typically, mi b'nereha beis aviha. You just brought me a pasuk mi b'nereha beis aviha to tell me that what? That a father has schusim in the daughter. So then why do you need another pasuk that you brought for mas yedayim? Why did you have to bring a pasuk? V'chiyim ka'ishas b'tei l'oma. Learn it out from the same pasuk, b'nereha beis aviha. Something my way. You can't learn out from Benurah Beis Aviya Elahu Bahafaris Nadarim Hudiksiv. Since that pasuk of Benurah Beis Aviya in Parshas Matos is talking about Hafaris Nadarim, and Hafaris Nadarim is a different league than what we're discussing. So Mamela, we can't use that pasuk for what? For Maisi Yadayim. So if you can't use it for Maisi Yadayim, so then why can you use it for Kiddushin? Something my way. So Mamela can't use it. Ela Hahu Bahafaris Nadarim Hudiksiv. And if you want to say Neilof Mina, learn it out of Hafaris Nedarim, we're going to answer you. We know that the father keeps the knas. If a girl so is abused and she gets, it's Machayev Knas. That's Mammon, that's Knas. Why? Because Knas a Chidush. Knas be'etzem means more yoisim mimasha hizik. So the fact that a person pays a knas is not because someone owes the money, but because someone is being penalized and being given money. That is a chiddush. So mammon that's owed cannot be learned out of knas. V'chitayim aneil v'miboishis upagam, which would be more mammon dig. So k'mon shani boishis upagam, da'vi anami shayich bay. It's not that he gets her money. he's mamesh, the victim of the baishus of pagam that is done to the girl. I'm running the Gemara fast because we learned. Ela mistabra, zok the Gemara. You know what? We're going to have to put everything away. Let's go back to the beginning. What did I say? We said that the father keeps the kesef kedushin. Why did we say that the father keeps the kesef kedushin? Because it makes sense. Just like there the adon, over here the adon, zok the Gemara, ela mistabra. When the Torah is being memayit, the Torah is learning out, the Torah is going to learn out something that's parallel. What is the one that's parallel? Let's go back to the beginning, right under the Gemara, where the Gemara started, two lines from the Gemara. What did it say? When an Amma Ivriya leaves her master, she leaves without money. In other words, the Torah has to tell her she doesn't get severance. Oh, but there was a svara that she would. So v'yotza chinam ein kasef. Ein kasef. Excuse me. The money that she does not ain kasef to the adoin, ain kasef la adoin ze, v'yesh kasef la adoin acha. So, in other words, here are two girls that are leaving. This Amma Avriya is leaving the adoin's reshus, and there it says there is no kasef. And who is the one who presumably would get kasef? That is the master. So over here, when we say that there is kasef, we make a miyut. There is no kasef, but there is. It'll also go to the same figure that is over her. Who is that? The master. This the Gemara now. I'm sorry? The master. The girl has a master who is an Adoin and a master who's a father. As I meant to say, I want to keep the parallel. That's why I called it the master. But of course, we understand we're talking about the father. Now, the Gemara ends off. Zok the Gemara. Elam mistabra. The chim mamayit rachmana yitziya. The kivasor kamamayit. If the Torah is being mamayit, is making a miyut, a diyuk, this Adoin doesn't get, and this Adoin does get, so they have to be parallel. Parallel? They're not at all parallel. When an Amma Avriya leaves her Adoin, her master, her financial master, her proprietor master, that master, she leaves completely and never comes back. Aba Yitziya the Av. It's not complete yet. All that she has is Erusin. Erusin is stage one of marriage. What happened to stage two? What happened to Chuppah? Chuppah is Nesu'in. Yeah, but there is one element that she leaves completely from. She does leave the father's Rishus when it comes to Hafaras Nedarim. I'll explain in a moment. That means that there are two pashias in the Torah of a person making a neder, and there are two ways to dissolve the neder. One is hatoras chachamim, and the other way, or bezin, and the other way is hafara, which is unique to a father and to a husband. They can break the neder. There are differences between hatara and hafara, which we'll come to maybe later, but hafaras nedarim, till now, the father was able to be made for her neder without any help. But now that she became an arusa, please let's remember erusin, kedushin, that stage one of, sometimes it's confused, and part of the confusion lies in the fact that in modern Hebrew we have somehow subverted the word erusin and we have used it now for engagement, which is really, we mean to say shiduchin. Erusin means she's a 100% eshesish except for two or three dinim. She needs a get. Erusin, she's an eshesish, not for us. In the time of the Mishnah, as you will have, she went home for 12 months, and he went home for 12 months, and then they got back together and moved in together for stage two, which is called Chuppah or Nisuin, which is Goyma, another level of Kinyanim, for various things, Kahanim and other things. Abba Erisin is a marriage. So now when this girl becomes an Arusa, she leaves her father's Rishus, Legabe Hafaras Nedarim. Now before I go weiter, everyone, you all know the Gemara, but everyone would assume, she leaves the father for Hafaras Nedarim. Till now, he could be made for Nedarim. Now he can't. That's not what it says, though. Hafaras Nedarim, me and Nafkele Mirishus says, he gets the rice from Zayn Rishus with Hafaras Nedarim. The Tnan, Nara, Hamorosa, Ovia, Ubala, Mefirin, La Nedarim. And this the Gemara uses as proof that she leaves the father's Rishus. Rabbi say, listen to the words. She leaves the father's Rishus. Really? It says the Av and the Bala, made for the Nedarim. So Pasha, Taicha, the words are difficult. Aber so steht, let's see Rashi. Nafgelo mirishusa, dat achshav hoye meifer levadoi, va'ato meifer b'shutvis imbala. This exact Gemara appears in Masechtas Kedushin Gimel, going over to Dalet. Rashi says, kimat the same words. Is the Talmud HaRashba in Masechtas Kedushin, Dav Dalet, and also Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, both ask the same kasha. The words themselves, the size of themselves. You just said she leaves the father's reshus. Haraya! The father and the Baal are mefer and the daughter. And you wanted to compare it to Amavriya. And you used the word that the Amavriya nafka lo mirishusei legamrei. The Amavriya leaves completely. So if you want to say that she leaves partially, but there you said completely, and he said yitziyah di kavasaka mamayit. Yivil tachtzush del di yitziyah tzu di yitziyah. So how is there a yitziyah here? And even if there's episode yitziyah, it's certainly not the same yitziyah. But Rashi says it, but nechus says, how's good? Frank, the Talmud HaRashba in Kedushin. And the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. Doesn't make l'chayret. What's another kasha that the Maram Shifa asks. Take a look at that Flamet Tess. You just had it, Rabbi Yosef, a few days ago. Let's take a look right before the Mishnah on Lamet Tess Amar Aleph. Mar brings a machleis Abayin Rava. Yeah? I'm about 7 lines from before the Mishnah. Boyi minei Rava mei Abayin. Bo aleha v'nis arsa. So Mamela, she deserves, yeah? Mahu. Amalei, miksi v'nosan lavi anara shaloi arusa. It doesn't say arusa. So Mamela, she doesn't get the money. Ula tameich. Hodetanya bo aleha v'niseis. La'atzma, she does keep the money after nisuin, if this happened. So me, v'ksiv, you don't have a pasuk like that either. V'nasan lavi anara asheloi nisua. Zak tamar, hachi hashta. Hoyol ubagrus moitziyim rishus av. V'nisuin moitziyim rishus av. So what do we have over there? You find that bagrus what? That bagrus takes you out of the rishus av completely. Nisuin takes you out of the rishus av completely. But what about over here? So Mamela, if you have Ba'aleh, Bogro La'atzma, if Nesuin Ba'aleh, and then he says La'atzma. Ela Eresin, Miko Mafkin Mirishus Da'av Legamrei. When does a girl ever leave her father's Rishus for Eresin? Hotnan Narum Rosa, V'yubala, Mefirin Lo Nidareha. So the Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah in Narum Rosa, from the Mishnah Perik Yud in the Darim, that a girl doesn't leave the father's rishus for Eresin, because you see that the father has to be made for, the Baal can't be made for, he's called the Ogres in that case, he can't be made for by himself, because he needs the father. It's a raya that she never left his rishus. That's exactly the Mishnah he brought for a raya. Six plot later, and Daf Mem Vav to say that's the raya that she did leave the rishus.
That's why the Gemara says legamri, what's in that word?
Didn't the Gemara? I like very much what you said. You said that over here it's legamrei, because by bagrus and the suin it's legamrei. But if you took note, the Gemara said the same thing by Omer Vriya, that she leaves legamrei from the rishus ha'adon, uses the word gamrei. The Gemara, when it makes the parallel, here the Gemara parallel.
What's the language in the,
It says legamrei also there. You said here it says legamrei.
Right, completely.
Completely by Nisuin. And there, in the parallel that the Gemara is bringing, that Eresin should be exactly like the Yitziyah of the Amma Evriya. The Amma Evriya, the Gemara says, goes legamrei. So she should also be the same, which means that the Gemara is implying that it's legamrei.
But then the Gemara answers, not legamrei. When the answer doesn't say that.
Excellent point. So the question is that what the Gemara means to tell us? And then the Gemara is a little bit backing off from its Yitziyah, the Kavasa Kamamayit, and saying, it doesn't really need to be legamrei. That's how you're learning, and I like very much that shot. I'll show you that there are Shainim who learn like that, I think. So you're saying the Gemara is backing off a bit. And Memela, that back off will be the difference to this Gemara. Very nice. I like it very much. We have to see if all the Rishayim agree. Because I'm going to show you a Lashon and some of the Rishayim that say it's legamrei by Eresin too. And that's a problem. So the Maram Shiv asks this Kasha, and maybe he means what you mean, because he concludes with a Vav Kuf Lamed, Vakal Lahavin. He doesn't even bother to give us a Teretz because it's so Pashut. No. So Pashut. So let's try to understand. Rabbi Say, We have two nekudas that we'd like to understand. Nekuda number one is this, what appears to be slight, the Maam Shif's kasha, the stiras of the Gemara. And secondly, what is the raya, Talmud HaRashba's kasha, what's the raya from Hafaris Nadarim that a girl leaves her father's rishus enough to be considered parallel to the yitzia of the Amr of Reh? Those are the two things that are on the table. Rabbi said, in order to understand this a little bit, let's attempt to go back to Hafaris Nadarim for a moment. How does Hafaris Nadarim work when you have a shutvis between the Av and the Baal? In Rambam, it says as follows. Kol Rambam Perik Yud Beis of Hilchis Nedarim. Kol HaNedarim V'Hashvuois Ha'av Meifa B'Yoyim Shom Oy Shenema Kol Nedareho V'Asareho Aval Habal Eino Yochel Lahofe Ela Kol Nedarim V'Shvuois Sheyesh Bahem Inui Nefesh Oy Shehein B'Dvarim Shebeinoy U'Beino. On this there's an important Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam learns that a father can be meifa, as long as the father is in power, that means the girl is in this very, it's a very small stage, because a ketana doesn't make nedarim. When she's a boigeres, he's not a balabas over her. So we're talking about this stage, we're only talking about a nara. In this 6-month period, the father has a koyach to be meifa her nedarim. Which nedarim? Zok the Rambam, al nedarim. Kol hanedarim ba'ashvuas ha'av meifa b'yayim shamayi. He can be meifa all the nedarim. What happens when there's a aris, when there's erisin? Not every nara becomes an arusa. But what happens if she becomes an arusa? So the Rambam earlier in Perek Yud Aleph told us following. Nara marasa ein meifa nedareha elo ha'av im habal ke'echad. Ve'im heifa ha'echad levadei ein amufa. Hofa habal levadei ve'ovra al nidra koidim she'efa ha'av eina loike however. Says the Rambam, that once she becomes an arusa, so now we have the Baal, and we have I would like to call him an orus. A Baal is after Nisuin. If I can remember, I'm going to try to call him an orus every time. The father and the orus together. What do you want to say?
You're saying that the Baal's schus hafora is not because Be'etzim he's a balabas.
Very.
That's
how some want to learn. Others want to learn. Some Rishonim says is because Isha is Noideras al Das Baila. So Memela, she only had him in mind. It has nothing to do with his Kaychas. It had to do with her thinking. She predicated all her Nedarim on her husband's acquiescence and agreement. So Memela, Fragen Andre, Oy Bazoi, then what happens if someone makes a Nedar based on his Chava? He has a partner who he's very concerned about his feelings. So Memela, he should also be able to be made for the Nedarim. And that becomes a machlokes, whether it goes over to a chava or not. But simply said, a ba, whatever the koiches are, the oris can be made for only in the darim that's beinoy lebeino, matters that have to do with them, or inui nefesh, in which she makes herself suffer. The father, from the Rambam's point of view, can be made for all the darim. What happens when they come together? Zok the Rambam, that the father can only now be meifa with her b'shutvis, with the husband b'shutvis. And if he can only be meifa b'shutvis, l'choira, he can only be meifa what? Inui nefesh and beinoy lebeino. That's what it appears in the Rambam. That's how the Lechem Mishnah learns in the Rambam. But they ask a kasha. The Masa Choshev, that's a perush on the Shah HaMelech, and others ask the following kasha. One second. Why is the father dependent on the others now? The father has his own koiches. The father is able to be made for bekoidmin. That means he's able to be made for old nedarim that predates this marriage. The others can't. No one took that away from the father. So Mamela, just like the father is able to be made for nedarim that have no shaykhis to the others, called koidmin, why should the father be able to be made for nedarim that are not beinoy lebeinah, that he always was able to be made for? What happened that they got married that he loses his koiches? That's what the Masa Choshev and others ask this kasha. Others learn Rabbeinu Hill, others learn in the Rambam, that the Rambam will be moida, that once they get married, the father can no longer be meifa, kol hanedarim. He joins the husband, and they are meifa together, only beinoi, beina, ve'inui nefesh. Azoi lernen asach in the Rambam. Some want to say differently in the Rambam.
Between the father and the...
That's a very nice question. If it's beinoi lebeinoi, it's not beinoi. It has to be, let's say, let's make it easy for tonight and call it Inui Nefesh. So that's Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Inui Nefesh, sigh for him, sigh for her. What happens if Chalila V'chas to Oris is Nifta? It can sein that Afila on this Reikina, the Rambam holds, that he's able to be, this is the Lecha Mishnah's Diyuk in the Rambam. When he's Av, and he acts alone as an Av, he can always be made for all the Nedarim. Which means that if there is no Baal, either because it's pre-Baal or post-Baal, others, the father goes back to being made for all his old Nedarim. Some want to say that that's even without Nisraikna. Because what Nisraikna means, he takes over that which happened to the that which the Oris had koiches in.
That's Lashon Gemara.
Yeah, but the Lashon Gemara, but not on Beinoi or Beinoi. It's on other things. Nisroikne Rishus Habal La'av. That means he can be made for all by himself. But it doesn't say that he can get back the old Nadar. It doesn't say that. Along comes the Torah, and the Torah brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yechiel to drive this point home. Let me just back up for 1 second. Sorry?
The Zayde. Rabbeinu
Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel, can sein, the Zayde. Yeah. Can sein. it could also be his brother. Yeah, brother Yechiel. But the Rosh and the Ran, I should have mentioned this earlier, the Rosh, the Ran, Tosus, all hold that a father could never be made for more than a Baal. And Kaidman is a separate story, it just has to do with chronology. But a father can be made for only Inui Nefesh and Beinoi LeBeinoi, just like the Baal will be able to. There never was another area for a father. That's the sheet of Taisus, the Rosh, and the Ran. The Rambam Ka'amur holds he could be made for all Nedarim and all Shvuas, except after she gets married and he gets a Shutif, then you can't. Then he has to join the Shutif. That's what most learn in the Rambam. There's even one shita, I don't want to confuse the Olam because there's so many shitas here. There's one shita brought in the Me'iri that the Me'iri disagrees with, that once he gets married, the Oris, who as a Baal, as a full husband, will never be able to be Meifashah Nadarim, only Beinoyim Beinoyim Inei Nefesh, but once in Bashas Erisin, he will be able to be Meifashah Nadarim because he joins the father. So we have three possibilities. Either the father could do what his thing, and the Oris could do only his thing, and the father and the Oris together do the Oris's thing, but the father himself could do what he wants. Or the father loses his thing and joins the Oris. Or the Oris joins the father and gains the father's shadvarim until she becomes a Nesua or a Bayeres, and then he loses that. So it runs the gamut. And the Meiri does not like that pshat, but he brings it. So, Rabbi Sai, we have the Rambam. That Rambam says that the father reverts to his old koiches. Vos steht in Torah. The Torah brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yechiel. The Torah is similar to Reish Lamed Daled. Brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yechiel, a chiddush. He agrees with the Rosh and the Ran. No, I beg your pardon. He agrees with the Rambam that a father could be made for all Nedarim. However, after Erisin, and the father loses those koiches because he joins the Oris. Once the Oris disappears, the father never regains those koiches. And he remains without Shah Nedarim. So we have now three shitas. We have the Rosh, the Ran, and Taisvis who hold that the father never has Shah Nedarim, only Inu Nefesh and Beinoi Lebeino. We have the Rambam who says the father has them, loses them, B'Shas Erisin, and regains them afterwards. And we have Rabbeinu Yechiel who says that he had them, B'Shas Erisin loses them, and never regains them. Thus is the machlokes rishonim in how hafaras nedarim may work.
Again, you mean after miss if he
right. Right. So according to the Rambam, the way some understand the Rambam, he regains it. And according to Rabbi Nechil, he expressly says he doesn't. Let me read you the Lashon. Zokta tur. V'ho Rav Yechil chilek. Koidim shetis ares meifu kol nidareho. Aval nis'arso umeis habal. V'chozro l'reshusoi. And she goes back to the father. Oz eime meifu ele nidre ine nefesh. V'adoini ovi horoshzal loy chilek b'zeh. But my father doesn't hold like that. He didn't make this chilek. Grade, his father doesn't hold that the father ever was able to. So I don't know why he's saying that now, but whatever. So we have three shitas in the shutvis of hafaras nedarim. Rabbi Isai, let's try to break them down. We know what they hold. Why do they hold what they hold? The Ritva, in the lomdus of Shutvis, the Ritva says the following lashon and Daf Lamedtes. I had a chakira. What happens? B'shas Eirasin. There are three possibilities. The father remains exactly like he was, or there is an expansion, however, to the reshus of the girl. That means the girl, whatever, let's say that we'll give her reshus a number of 100%. Now that she became an arusa, she becomes what we'll call 150%, 180%. And in that vacuum steps in the others. Or we could say the 100% remains the same, and the father gives away 50% to this Aris. So the Aris steps into where the father was, in that cholo. Or perhaps we could say it's a new deal b'chlal. We could have that lemushel. You have someone who owns something. He owns something personally. He happens to also be a shutev in a business. He sells a private personal item to the business. If you take a look, he still owns his car. But he doesn't own his car the same way he owned his car before. Before he owned his car personally, and now it's a corporate ownership or a partnership, whatever the legal creature that has been devised here, however they made it up. But he was, first he owned the car. Now he sold the car to the business. Grade, he has 50% stock in that business. That is not a continuation of his original ownership. It's a different title, it's a different deed, it's a different everything in our secular law. In the lomdus, it could also be such a thing. What's happening over here by shutvis? So let's take a look at Lashonis HaRishonim and see if we could get a little bit wiser on this topic. The Ritva says in Mesechtis, in Masechtas Ksubas on Daf Lamed Tes, says like this. Yeveswas, let me read you the Lashon HaRitva first. There in the Dorim, the Ritva says like this: the Taima de Milza, Mishum de Min Ha Eresin Ha Av Ika VaHabal Tafel. I don't want you to consider them 100% partners, that he's 50% and he's 50%. He says, no. I want you to take a look and say that the father is the Ika and the Baal is the Tafel. What does that mean? So he adds more to his Lashon. Hilkach mina Eresin, she'ein libo gaspoi, eina noideres legamrei al daitoi shel oris, elu sha'atoira osoi snifin la'av, with Eresin, she enters Rishusoi Ktsas, talking about the Oris, and he says, so the Torah made us also sniffin, he made him a sniff. A sniff means an appendage. He made him like an attachment to the father. And that's what he means, that the father's Iker and he's Tafel.
What's the Ritva coming to say?
The Ritva is trying to explain the whole svara of shutvis. This is the Ritva's basic Hakdama Tanara Hamarasa. Daf Samach Zayin. I'd like to understand the Ritva that he is Lishitosai Rabbi Said. Listen to his Lashon in Ksubis Lamites within the Gemara that we had, where the Gemara compared Eresin and the Suin to Boigeres. Mikol Mokoy, Holoi Mafkim Rishus Ta'av Legamrei, Ki Adayin Koichoi Kayom Bahaforosoi Kimidi Ikora. Rabbi Said, Rishonim, you have to sit on every word. Again. Ki adayin koichoi kayim bahafarosoi kimidi ikora. The father's koiches remain exactly like they were, they're not diminished. Elo shenoisif oleho tzad haforis nedorim debal. Mishum shenoisif oleho reshus acheres. Now, boy, say, lama fatayichin, bosh take down the ritva. The Ritva and Daflametes and Ksubis is telling you that the father is 100% exactly how he was. So then, where does the Baal come in? Where does this Oris come in? Zogt the Ritva, I gave you a mashal before. He was 100%. He remains his 100%. Now the field became expanded. So now there's a new area. Bishum shenoisif oleha rishus acheres. So memela dying koichay kayom b'haforosoi kimidi ikora kidimi ikora elishenoyisif aleho tzad haforos nedorim debal. So the tatot gornish faloyin no tsugikumen is nachad reshus, and in dem reshus is a rain. In this area is a rain debal. So memela the father is viergiven. He is attached and added. The Chmamish Haflon fell exactly the words that he used in Mesechtes, the same Ritva that he used in Mesechtes Nedarim, where he said Habal Ika, Ha'av Ika, Vahabal Tafel, Vososoi, Hatoira Ososoi Sniffin. He made him a sniff. What's a sniff? A sniff is an attachment, an extension to your house. A sniff. The Rishus of the Zelba, now there's a sniff. So we have a Shitas HaRitva that holds that HaFaris Nedarim works with the father as a continuum of his original Kaiches, and now there's an addition, an attachment, and that attachment comes to us.
So he'll hold like the Rambam that...
Kenzai, let's see in a moment. I have a third Ritva. And I think that third Ritva addresses... Actually... addresses what you said. Listen to the Ritva explaining the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Gimel, which is parallel to our Gemara. Please let's remind ourselves what happened in Kiddushin Daf Gimel. The same thing that happened in our Gemara in Ksubis Daf Mem Vav, Asvas, that the Gemara wanted to show you that the Yitziyah the Kavasa Kamamayit, that the father keeps the Kesef Kiddushin because he belongs in the miut of the pasuk v'yotza chinem ein kasef la'odayin zeh, the master from whom she departs and leaves and is free, aval yesh kesef la'odayin acha, who's standing in the same position. Who is that odayin acha? Umanu, the father, and that's called the yitziyah dekavasa kamamayit. The Gemara asked Akasha, there's a yitziyah legamrei, here it's not a yitziyah legamrei, and for the Gemara at least hafaris nedarim, there's a yitziyah. And you were medayik very well that it doesn't say legamre in the teretz. Listen to the lashon of the ritva in kedushin. This is our third ritva. Kloima, heichem amatinan yitziya zu yitziya de kedushin. The hobi kedushin leki yitziya klal. Sharei adayin hebrew shus avia ad shekonis lechupa. Rabbi say, may I ask a question for a second on the ritva's lashon? What do you mean? What do you mean? There's no yitziya klal. There was a Yitziyah. The Baal. The Baal just came. Oh, but the Ritva taught us in two places. He taught us in the Darim and he taught us in Ksubis that there's absolutely no Yitziyah from the father. The father remains Chai V'Kayim. That's his Lashon. His Koyach is Kayim. V'hu Ika. V'hu Nasa Snifim. And he is a Rishus Noisif. That means the father didn't move an inch. So I presume if the father didn't move an inch, there's no Yitziyah from the father. Aye, she has a sheiches to someone new. That's an addition that we imposed on her now. So please listen to his language. Frekta de hobi kedushin leki yitziya klal. And I would think, this is overdone, had I not learned the other two ritvas. So now that we see that the Ritva is mamish consistently shita soidas, there's no yitziyah. Sharei adayin hebrus shosavia achik tarnas l'chupa, where the father will not be able to be made from the darim. Uparkinon the hosam nami iki yitziyah. The kiven de le'inyin nedarim mios nafgelei mirishusei. The kiven de ikka shem yitziyah. Afal gafte loy domi legamrei li yitziyah zu. She yitzis mirishus adin legamrei. V'loy nishtaya boschus. Shape ikka lemedrish. Aval yesh ke... Shape ikka lemedrish. Aval yesh kesef bi yitziyah cheres lot nacha. Kein nira li lefarish. So says the Ritva Hafla Bufella. Over there you have a Shem Yitzir. You don't have a Yitzir. Because the father remains like he always did. Oh, but it's the Matzav is not the same. Till now he was able to be made for all the Nedarim. But not because he lost any Koiches. It's because she now needs more. But Lamaisa, if you take a look at it, he is not in the same control as he once was because we imposed a new Rishus on him. Rishus Noisif. That's enough to make a parallel to Amar Vriya. Dotan Zayitzir Lagamre. It was Epis Vazayitzir. So what do we have? That we have three ritvas that say the exact same thing, and that tell us that the sugya in, as you said, the sugya in Ksubis Mem Vav and in Kedushin Daf Gimel, the Gemara retracted a little bit, and the Gemara doesn't hold that there's a Yitziyah Legamre, and the Gemara holds it, it's a Ktsas Yitziyah. That will help us already for how we're going to approach Ksubis Daf Lamed Tes, where the Gemara says, Araya from Haforis Nedarim, that there is no Yitziyah, there's only Yitziyah by Nesuin. We're already poised to be able to try to fend for that at the moment. Yeah.
You started off this one from Kashin, that it's not Yitziyah. How do you compare it? I mean, this is complete. This is a
show. You're talking about the Talmud Rashba?
In that, on the Mem Vav, yeah.
The Kashin of the Talmud Rashba, that what's your Raya from Afas and Darm Bechlau?
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to have to answer.
And now I'm hearing that it's good enough.
Woman, what you're hearing is the Talmud Rashba asks, what are you saying? What are you saying? The father's still here. The Ritva is obviously bothered by the same kasha. And he's telling you that there are two ways sometimes to look at Yitzir. For example, I'll give you an Efshanarish Amasha. Somebody could walk out of the door. Well, you could pick up the door and put it right behind him while you're doing construction. And he's out of the door. But he didn't move. But if you look at him, he's out of the door. He started out the Gemara and said, what did you bring me a guy from? He's still being made for Neder. Answering, but since, till now, he did it all by himself. And now he can't do it by himself. We are taking a step back. We're not making a parallel to Amar Vriya where you have to have a Yitziyah Legamre. You're having a partial Yitziyah, even though it's really, it only appears to be a Yitziyah.
That's the Gemara without the Ritva.
What?
That's the reading the Gemara.
No. Because you're going to see that other Rishonim are not going to answer. I'm going to show you in a moment the Talmud Rashba's Kasha that way. They're going to have to hold it's an embassy Yitziyah. If you wish, I'll go to it right now. No. Go to it. No, you're asking, it's on the table. Good. Let's take a look at the meaning.
Rashi's not showing that same.
I didn't. No, Rashi, we're going to see something else in Rashi, hopefully. Listen, Rabbi Say. I found an interesting lashon, and I'm not sure. I think somebody else might learn different pshat in the Meiri. I think that maybe we could learn the way I'm going to say. The Meiri in Nedarim Daf Samech Ches brings. Bein midiksiv bein ish le ishtoi bein av le bitoi irev hakosev shtei reshuyois beisha achas. The Ritva uses this lashon two or three times in the perek of Na'am Marasa, the Meiri, and he says, "Da is meurav in ein frei zwei reshuyes." I would like to make a suggestion. I have
Only Erison.
And the suin, the father's gone. There are two ways to understand: either that the father has 100% reshus, and the husband has 100% rishus. Now, the Balt, they collide, and they collide by this woman, so he can't do anything without him, and he can't do anything without him. That's one way you want to say shtei rishuyos. Or, I'm thinking that what happened over here was that the father, the mashal that I gave before, the father once had kaiches, Those were koiches ha'av. Now the father is gone. But the Torah went ahead. I'll show you a lashon. In the Talmud HaRashba, I'll show you for a second. The Talmud HaRashba says as follows. V'im toima, ve'akati heichen nafke mirishusai, dohei in abal levado yochel lahefer beloi ha'av, kidiktoni aviyu abal mefir nidereh. Rabbi said, please listen to the lashon of the Talmud HaRashba. V'yesh loima, dechi matzrichen behaforis nidorim aviho, lav mishum shetehei adayin mirishus ha'av. Exactly the opposite of the Ritva. No! Don't learn Pshat. You might think that we need the father because the father never moved out of his spot. Not true. Lav mishum. Don't say shetehei adayin b'rishus ha'av. Elafi shel adayin loy nichnesa b'rishus ha'bal legamrei kedi amrin in hosam. Loy nisroikin rishus labal ve'isha nami ein lekoyach liskois ba'atzma. What is the Talmud HaRashba telling us? He had his kasha. The kasha, like, where's their yitziyah? So he tells us, I don't want you to think that the father is standing in the same place he did. We have a husband, and the husband's only a partial, because he's an oros and not a baal. Memele, he can't be made for all the nedarim. He'll never be able to make for all nedarim. I mean, in ganzen, 100% koiches, on inu nefesh. He won't be able to do it by himself. So we took the father and we put him into that spot. What's the Talmud HaRashba telling me? I think he's telling me the mashal that I gave you before about the man making...
What does he say about her, the Rashba? He said something about her.
He says she can't be zoichet ba'atzma. She can't.
Why? Because she's a
kid. Yeah. Ein lo koich liskeis ba'atzma. Lekach nisha bo schus la aviha. In other words, the father is there by default. He's almost, I don't want to use the word, an afterthought. The Baal. She went to the Baal, but the Baal is not a complete reshus. So we have this vacuum. So we take the father again and we put him in there. What's this again? He says clearly he's not in the same position he was before. I would like to suggest that that's the shita of the shtei reshuyas that the Meiri tells us. There are two reshuyas over here, but there's an amalgam of these two reshuyas. These two reshuyas became a brand new reshus. I have my own personal ownership. You have your personal ownership. We made a corporation together where we happen to be each one the 50% stockholder in this new entity that's called Shutvis. But I'm not a continuation of my old koiches. I happen to be the same person, but I have now a different ID number. I have a different tax number. I'm part of a new entity. I happen to be the same personality with the same face. And the way the Talmud HaRashba is masber it is because Sie kennt doch nicht, and the Baal kennt nicht, nun nehmt mit zurück der Tate. But he says, beferish, lav mishum shetehei adayin b'rishus ha'av. But since we have nobody else for the Baal, we took the Av. You could have taken an uncle, the Torah. You could have taken a grandfather. The Torah decided to take the father. The Torah decided.
Even the Lashon Matzrichina that he starts with. What do you mean Matzrichina?
The chi matzachin b'avoy
is a viha. It's only that the ikra is the baal matzachin on the
av. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Leads up to it. So what do we have over here? We have the exact opposite of the ritva. The ritva said the baal is the ikra, the av is the ikra, the baal is snifin. And over here, state in Talmud HaRashba, as the baal is ikra and the tata is snifin. And he's not the same man that he was before. If so, Rabbi said, I think we have a metziah rapsa. Let me read you the Lashon of the Meiri in Masechtas Kedushin. Please, listen to this Lashon. V'chaza lilmai liyos Kedushin la'av. The father gets the kesev. Me'ayin kesev. V'yitziyo de kevasa kamamayit. K'may sheba'anu. V'hiksha. Rabbi say here. One more line. V'heichi yitziyo de kevasa. How is it parallel to Amavri? Amavri is yitziyo legamrei. Hosam Ratzaloima Beisha Nafkilo Mirishus Adan Legamra, Hocha Kata Mechzer Mesir Lechupa, That's what he asks. V'tiretzba l'hafaris nedarim miha yatsa mirishusai legamrei. She leaves the father's rishus legamrei. He's up to miri. Rabbi said, "Mirafs nigra." How she leaves the father's rishus legamrei? It's the same man. Unless you say he might be the same face, but he's not the same man. Because he had his old kaychais, those kaychais expired, and now he was reinserted into the cholol of snifin to the baal, like the Talmud HaRashba. And thus the pshat is shtei rishuyos, that the Meiri himself, l'shitaso, he says, daf samaches nedarim, thus the tzvei rishuyos, it's not a hemshech of the old rishuyos. We have a machlokes ritva and meiri l'shita seyem. You wanted to suggest that this has to do with the Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Rambam. Very possibly. I can't force it down the Rambam, but it might very well be. What did Rabbeinu Yechiel say? Rabbeinu Yechiel said that a father was able to be made for all nedarim until Eirusin. So obviously there's a yitzir. According to the Rambam, there's a shaila. After Eirusin, does he lose his old hafaris nedarim? That's a machlokes, the Maaseh Choshev with the Mishnah Melech, mit Achronim to learn Pshat and Rambam. And even those who hold that the Rambam holds that Bishas Eirusin, you don't have those koiches, they hold that he reverts, he goes back. Ken Zayin, that the Rambam holds, that the father always continued a bit. Part of his koiches were blocked. Once the block is removed, he goes back because there never was a yitzia from the father's old rishusim. It's possible. Abba Rabbeinu Yechiel, who says the father was once able to be made for all nedarim, and now he can only be made for a certain type of nedarim, could be Rabbeinu Yechiel holds he went into this new partnership. Mameli doesn't have the same koich as he had once before. So it's possible that the machlokes of Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Rambam is the same machlokes of the Ritva and the Meiri. Abba the Ritva and Meiri, we have three Ritvas that say beferish that the father doesn't move an inch, and Mameli, he can't call it a Yitzir Legamre, he calls it a Shem Yitzir. And what's the Meiri who says that it's shtei reshuyos? And if you understand Meiri in light of the Talmud HaRashba, that it means that the father becomes snifin all over again, then we understand why the Meiri holds its yitzir legamrei. How do we answer the two sugyas, which the Maram Shif said was kal lahavin? So the way it was explained now, that in one place we need legamrei, in one place we don't need legamrei, that's beautiful taich. So according to the Ritva, it's very, very good, and that was the intent of the Ritva. That in Daf Lamites, when we're talking about Nisuin, we don't have Legamrei. So Mamela, what's the comparison to Bergeras? Masha Ein came by Kiddushin, where I didn't need a Legamrei, I only needed a Shemitzir. I was, it's enough. And that's the Vakal Lahavin. Light the Meiri. I'm just going to suggest something. I'm not sure I'm right. I'm going to just suggest something. Rabbi said, you have in front of you the Gemaras. If you'll take a look at Daf Mem Vav, what did Rashi say? That at achshav hoya meifa levadoi, va'ato meifa b'shutfis imbalo. What is he talking about? He's talking about, it's on the bottom of Mem Vav Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Yeah? Zot Rashi, da'ad achshav hoye meifa levadoi, va'ato meifa b'shutfis imbalo. Yeah? Take a look at Daf Lama Tes, where Rashi has to present the opposite. So Rashi says, avil u'bala ve'enoi mufa ad sheyifru shneihem. I think Rashi says there's two perspectives. Are you looking from the perspective of the neder, or are you looking from the perspective of the meifirim? And Daf Mem Vav, Zogt Rashi, that till now the ad achsha hayemeifa levadoi va'ata meifa b'shutfa simbala memela tiyitziya, as far as he's concerned. Over here Rashi is saying from the perspective of the neder, the einoi mufa. Lamaisa, this neder needs two to be made for the same. Needs him, and it still needs him. Since it's that case, from the perspective, the neder is not mufa. Rashi is not saying like either of them. But it could be that Rashi understands that there's two perspectives to understand. If you, what Yitzia, lemaisa, from the point of view of this neder, this is an unusual neder. It still needs two people. and it still needs two people, it needs the same person that's before. Aye, he may have, according to the Meiri, andere koiches, aber lemaisa, it still needs the same. And that will be will not be true after Nisuin. Memela Nisuin is advanced. This is what I had hoped to say and explain a little bit some of the difficulties in this Gemara. Rabbeisai. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra. Famous Gemara. With Rabbi Baba Chana, and how he was shown very, very remarkable things. One day he was walking in a midbar, and some stranger, some wayfarer, told him, "To, come with me, Achvaloch HaSinai. I'm going to show you HaSinai. Azli Chazya de Hadrilei Akrava Vakaima." And as I write, I'm going to just speed up the Gemara. And suddenly they heard a bas koil. Shamati bas koil sho'ei meres. Oy li shenishbati. Va'achshav shenishbati mi meifer li. Who's going to be meifer? That's the voice that was coming out of HaSinai. Ki asoy l'kamed rabbonin, when Rabba Bar Chana came in front of the rabbonin, omru li. Kol abba chama, kol ba ba chana sichsecha. That's a little bit of not a compliment. You should have been meifer. You're Talmud Chacham, no? Why weren't you meifer? HaSinai is saying, oy, that I get made a shvua. And now that I made them shvua, I'm lost. Who's going to be meifer me? Frek Tosfos, betema. Damai ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu who meifer ba'atzmo. Eibishter could be meifer the nether. Obviously, this nether was made by the Torah. That's made on HaSinai. The Lech Mishnah is Akasha. The Mishnah Lamelech is Akasha in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Nedarim. Makes no sense. It says that if someone's Moida Hanah from a city, then the Zakan Ha'ir can't be made for that, can't be matter that neder, because he's in the Geir B'davar. So what's the Hava Min over here? The Rabba Bachana should be matter the neder. Yeder the Cha. Everyone is a negei b'davar. That's a famous kasha of the Mishnah Melech. There was an Adam Gadol in Litter, the Suvalka Rav. He wrote a Peludik Sefer called Amudei O. In the Haktoma to the Amudei O, he says a Mavaldika Pshat. Stamazai, he says the Gemara is Mi Meifeli? Mi Matili? Who's talking? HaSinai. HaSinai needs HaToras Nedarim, not HaForas Nedarim. And you're talking to Rabba Bar Chana. So you mean HaToras Nedarim. What's the tzach da? Mikitza, we have only a few moments. Says the Amudei O. A well-known Masha. The Masha says that there are two kinds of Talmidei Chachamim. There's a Talmud Chacham who has a relationship with the Torah that's a very strong relationship, but it's not consummated. And then you have one who has a total relationship. The unconsummated relationship is Eresin. The full relationship, the rare relationship, that's Nisuin. Zay Masha. Says the Amudei O, we're not hearing what the Chachamim said to Rabba Bar Chana. Would you have made complete Nisuin with the Torah? Then you could have done Hafaras Nedarim. With Klal Yisrael have the Talmidei Chachamim that they need to have, that so embrace the Torah and so know the Torah that they could be called a Baal, not an Oros. Hence the Chalein Meifer Neder Zayin, be a Baal. What's the matter with you? Why didn't you do it? Abba, if he's not in that bechina, bleibt er in Oris. Oiba bleibt er in Oris, darf man doch ankommen zum Taten. Hat er das, hat Jesus gefragt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him, hat er doch der Tate von der Teure, hat er gegeben der Teure zu Klal Yisrael. So we have Klal Yisrael. The Torah itself says, Oishe Nishbati, every gezeira that comes on Klal Yisrael is a gezeira for a violation of the Torah. And if it's for a violation of the Torah is, that's part of the shvuah of the Torah, Nebuch, I have to give Einshim. So the Torah says, Oishe Nishbati, it hurts me that I have to make gezeiras. Gezeira de Araisa, like the Targum Unkel says, Zeis Chukas HaTorah Adam Ki Yomis Ba'el. It's a gzeira de araisa. Oili shenishbati, but achshav shenishbati. Me, mayfully, do I have a husband? Do I have Talmid Chachomim that bebechinas baal that they could be made for the nether? In oibes non orus, do we have as ashas rachamim that the Eibishter will once again consider us like a father and he'll join with the orus, the halbe Talmid Chachim, and say, I'll be matter the nether, I'll be made for the nether together. And thus a Tosfos is kasha. So Mamela, there's no problem in the Mishnah Lamelech saying that we're negei bedava. Every father's negei bedava, and every husband's negei bedava. The only one who can't be negei bedava is Taka, the one who's mata neder, not the one who's made for nedarim. That's the amudei oz hakdamat eshaz and chutz. Rabbi say it's not shayach that we should get together on the Matzah Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Pashas HaChodesh, Chodesh Nissan. The Rumi Goyen says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. Rishon L'Chodshei Hashanah. The Gaon says a davar nifla. The only Rosh Chodesh that you're allowed to fast in Shulchan Aruch is Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Why? The Schaifa of Nadav Abihu. Megna fasting. The rest of the Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. So Akhtar Vilna Gaon, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem HaChodesh, the ganze Chodesh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. The whole Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. Not a lot fast. Rishon hu l'chodshei hashanah. Oh, but the Rishon, the first day, is like l'chodshei hashanah. Kemiyah fasting. That's a Vilna Goyen that we could have said halfway last night. Tonight, after what we've heard, Nadav Aviyu, I don't want to even think of the Pasuk Sheva al Chateisech. It's not shaykh that we should get together for whatever it is, Talmud Torah. We're talking about Hafaras Nedarim, we're talking about El Bayna Shul Torah. By the way, the Amudi Or says that's the Bas Kol Shiyotzi Mechayiv every day. Is Oilu B'nei Adam El Bayna Shul Torah. The El Bayna Torah is that there's no Baal. And we don't have such Talmud Chachamim. El Deibish Zich Merachim Zayin, I mean, where there's no words, it's better talk at no words. Abba, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, in the Sugya, here Asaril Gemalchus, they asked Abchanina ben Daisi what he saw while he was being burned. And Taisus says they understood that he had to see something. Or as the Oisiyos Parchos Ba'avia, as the letters were flying off the Sefer Torah that he was wrapped in, they understood that he heard the crackling of the Oisiyos. You have to hear something, you have to see something, B'Sha'as HaSchaifa. Darf man doch sein, Rab Chanina ben Daisa, you have to be someone who's a Baal, who could be made from the Dorim. Ad Leib Ishtun, Ad Marachim Zayin, and should be a Chodesh Hazel, Lechem Rosh Chodoshim, Zol Zayin, from Haint on, the whole Chodesh, we are chodesh days that there shouldn't even be a havamina of fasting and tzedek hadin and all those other inyanim zol zayna freilich and good na chodesh.